The use of shared certificates, pooled hiring. This is an extraordinary opportunity to improve time to hire and hiring efficiency. One, it uses our resources more productively. And two, and more importantly, from a candidate's perspective, the sooner we're able to follow up and eventually onboard a candidate, the better. And one way of doing that is through these shared certificates. And as a result of that, for some of our larger servicing organizations, our HR shared service delivery function, for example, in the department, we are heavily in using and increasing our reliance on shared certificates, particularly for the types of positions that are similar across many of the organizations. As a part of this increased use of shared certificates, it's also the increased education, working with, say, hiring managers and operating units to really make it clear that there's an advantage for all of us to be pooling our efforts and in support of shared hiring because of the efficiencies that come with that there really are fewer unicorn positions or unique positions out there than we all imagine. And we can craft them accordingly by pulling our subject matter experts together and how we shape solicitations, how we review candidate pools, and how we retain that information, and the IT tools that we bring to bear so that hiring managers across the organization can see the ready available pool of candidates. So, for example, the IT tool that we bring to bear, which we call Hire Now. That tool at any one point in time has approximately 80,000 to 90,000 active resumes. Now, of course, that's a large volume to go through, but we're able to filter that by job series, by grade, and other factors to help really narrow in on the available pool of candidates that hiring managers across the organization can refer to rather than starting afresh. Let me turn over to Kim.
Thank you, Bob. The other thing I would add to that, I think it creates a greater candidate experience as well to know that you can apply once and be considered for multiple vacancies as they come up open. And so that also expands that applicant's reach in terms of what's available to them. And so I think that that's the other benefit that often we don't think about, but I think it's a huge benefit for candidates.
The IT tool that you were talking about, the Hire Now, how do the resumes end up in that platform and how often are they turned over? You know, how often are new resumes coming into that system?
So just as an example, in May 2024, there are 106,000 resumes, active resumes in that tool. There is a regular turnover because the resume has to be active, and that often depends on the period of time that is indicated on the solicitation. So there is a regular cycling of active resumes. We want to ensure that whenever a hiring manager is looking into that tool, they are seeing resumes that are active and available at that point in time. Kim, would you like to add to the periods of time or?
Sure. And so we have a regular feed from USA Staffing that feeds into Hire Now. So that's how the certificates make their way into the tool for broader use. And so when the staffing specialists go in to create the job announcements, they put in language that says this any certificates from this announcement will be shared more broadly. If you as a candidate don't want your application to be considered, then you opt out. But if you don't opt out, then it automatically makes your resume available for use in the tool. And once a certificate is issued, it is typically active within Hire Now for quite a while, 240 days. And so that means that a candidate can apply and be considered for the next 240 days for anything that might come up across the department, which could be quite expansive, which is great from the candidate's perspective. And as those certificates are aged, they are continually refreshed. And so that's how they come in. And then once the time is off, they fall out of the system.
With those resumes, those active resumes that are in the system, we generally find that when a hiring manager chooses and selects a candidate from that pool, we've reduced the hiring time by approximately 50% by factoring out the normal early steps of recruitment process.
So if that tool is for HHS specific, is there another platform? I think OPM made a platform for sharing certificates. Do you guys use that? And I guess tell me a little bit about how that one functions too.
Sure, the agency talent portal, that's the OPM portal. And we have put a process in place where we intake information from the agency talent portal and put it into HireNow to make it easier for our selecting officials so that they don't have two places that they need to go to look for resumes. And so our team is actively mining the agency talent portal that OPM has in place and then ingesting that information into our portal so that our selecting officials have access to those candidates as well.
I guess my other question about shared certificates is I know that it can kind of work differently depending on where it originates. So OPM can issue government-wide pooled hiring announcements, but then an agency can also create their own shared certificate announcement, I guess. So does HHS do both of those, participate in the government-wide ones and agency-specific? And I guess how does the difference work between those two?
Sure, yes, we do both. We've actually partnered with OPM on quite a few government-wide announcements that they've put out. And typically, on the government-wide side, what OPM does, they come out with a solicitation for subject matter experts to help build the assessment piece of that process and work with OPM on doing the qualifications for the certificates. So they're involved in designing the assessment tool, and then they participate, subject matter experts participate. In the review of the applicants, they participate in the multi-hurdle process, from interviewing, reviewing resumes, and the other pieces of the multi-hurdle process that might unfold based on how it's designed for that job. So that's how it works with OPM. Internally, it's very similar in the sense that we also have a community of practice for our what we call talent teams, which is the pooled hiring process, where we look across the department to identify occupational series that we want to do pooled hiring on. And then we follow a similar process where we have a group of SMEs come together to help build the assessment, participate in any multi-hurdle processes that we might have, and then we issue the certificate. Depending on which of our subcomponents host the announcement on USA Jobs, they have the first kind of ownership of the certificate for about 40 days. And then once they've utilized that certificate for 40 days, then we make it available to the rest of the department.
You said that you kind of will look across different occupational series. How do you decide which ones you're going to use for a pooled hiring announcement?
We often ask our subcomponents for vacancies to see where we have the biggest amount of vacancies. Also, looking at where we have a unique need for something like pooled hiring. We've had a lot of success with pooled hiring for things like our military spouses, for public health associates, which is a huge occupation that spans across the department. We've also done pooled hiring for Peace Corps to make it available, one announcement to make it available across the department. So it really depends on where we have vacancies, where we have the most need, and what kind of unique situation like Peace Corps or military spouses where we can have one certificate that we can maximize across the department.
How big of a lift is it to have that process go from start to finish? Like, do you do multiple actions at once? And is there kind of I don't know, an average number of how many certificates you'd have at any given time?
It varies in terms of the number of certificates. The process can be time consuming, but I think the amount of effort and time that you put in on the front end just yields you a better product at the outcome. And so we found that selecting officials and our HR specialists are very committed to the front end because they see the value on the back end. And so while it is a huge level of effort, there's a lot of commitment for it. Additionally, though, with our share certificates, which is a thing I don't think we spoke on a little bit, some of our divisions also have announcements that they put out that they import into our shared certificate program. So, for example, if a division has recently announced a certificate for HR specialist, they can annotate for that to move over into Hire Now to make that certificate more broadly available. And so there's many ways that you can get access to a shared certificate. It's not always by going through a department-wide process. The divisions also have opportunity to designate announcements that they've done internally for use in our broader Hire Now platform. And so that also increases some of the certificates that we have and increases the applicant pool.
How long have you been working with this type of process? Has it been like I think it was 2015 is when shared certificates became a thing first. So how long has HHS kind of been doing this? And have you worked through different like maybe speed bumps and how the process kind of plays out?
Sure. I will say, I believe I wasn't here in 2015, but I believe pockets of HHS had begun implementing shared certificates. Many of our divisions, like NIH and FDA and CDC, were doing shared certificates internally within their organizations. It became a broader department-wide initiative, I think probably around 2019, 2020. And it's grown significantly since then. So there were pockets of it happening more locally, but we've raised that up to make it a department-wide initiative.
It's with that increased focus on it, as just an example, in the HR service delivery team, the percentage of hires made from shared certificates is around 11% of all hires. Now, 11% it might seem like a small number, but that's coming from a vastly smaller number, and it is increasing significantly. So that saves resources, that saves time so that HR specialists and hiring managers can focus on the more significant parts of the hiring process writ large or talent management. So we are seeing significant impacts in terms of hiring efficiencies, and we seek to further increase that share of hiring that takes place. Again, not just for the HR shared service centers, but across the department. With regards to the Hire Now system, I think it's approximately 875 employees been hired using shared certs through the Hire Now tool. And right now, at this point in time, we have approximately 770 hires underway using shared certificates.
I wanted to go back to something that you said a few minutes ago. You were talking about subject matter experts and their role in the hiring process. And Bob, I know that's something we've talked about previously. SMEs, I think a lot of agencies use them in the hiring process because they're helpful for figuring out, what skills are going to be needed on the job, but they also have their own full-time jobs. So do you ever find a disconnect between SMEs' availability to help with the hiring process and, being able to actually use them in recruitment?
I don't find an issue. I find that subject matter experts are very vested in ensuring that we get good candidates. And so they make the time to participate in these hiring assessment processes whenever we have them. And so we've had great success with getting volunteers to participate, even for the government-wide initiatives.
Be careful if it's a very busy time of the year, say for that functional area. So we do have to be attuned to the broader environment, but overall, people appreciate the opportunity to engage, but we have to do our bit as well to make sure that the timing works. Because at the end of the day, it's cultivating that interest, it's creating the opportunity for that interest, it's further cultivating that interest, but it's also being respectful of that time and planning accordingly. For large categories like a IT workforce or a cybersecurity workforce or for an acquisitions workforce, it's often great that when there is the scale of that workforce and the opportunity within that organization to actually have a, sort of like a talent lead or to have an SME that is focused more on cultivating the talent within that cadre, within the acquisition side or within the IT side. It's having folks that actually have this part of their job their position duties to participate in such processes to help further develop the talent of their community.
You both touched on this a little bit, but just to kind of wrap up the discussion on shared certificates, how does this practice and using this help address hiring or retention challenges, and what success have you seen it provide for HHS?
Sure. I think it helps with hiring because it affords selecting officials a quicker mechanism to bring people into the workforce and meet their needs more efficiently. And it does the same for the HR operations shop in the sense that it helps them to provide a resource and a tool to the customers that they serve that helps them get resources more quickly, but it also helps them to allow them to focus more strategically in terms of how they spend their time. And so I think it provides a benefit to the HR specialists that deal with hiring managers on a daily basis. And it also helps support the hiring managers with getting quality candidates much quicker. And in terms of retention, I think from an employee perspective, by applying to an announcement and knowing that I have the opportunity to be considered across the department for any vacancy that I might be eligible for, gives some comfort to an employee to say, man, I could really have a really meaningful career and be considered for things that I might not otherwise have even known were open in terms of vacancies. And so I think that that's also a way that employees might consider applying for an announcement, even if they aren't looking, just to know that, hey, maybe 6 months from now, an opportunity might come up that I would have never even thought about or ever even known about. But because I took the time to apply for something, it broadened my exposure.
I would also make that broad point that, of course, we're charged with advancing our mission. Our mission at the Department of Health and Human Services to support the health and well-being of all Americans. We help support that with the recruitment and retention of the workforce that does just that in advancing the mission. But we also support public service writ large. And using shared certificates across and shared hiring practices across government, across departments is an opportunity to do just that. It's helping to bring in that acquisition workforce of the workforce, that IT workforce of the future, is to ensure that we are creating opportunities and really helping to attract the talents to public service writ large, in addition to our own specific mission that we seek to advance. And within the department, we always need to make sure that we are creating the opportunities whereby we can attract and quickly and efficiently onboard talent. The labor market is not an easy one at this time. So we have to be sure to provide not just the necessary outreach and strategic recruitment, but the ease of hiring, the timeliness of hiring, the onboarding, and really demonstrating that employee value proposition when we make a new hire to really demonstrate that we will invest in your professional development. We will support you as you move forward. It's that whole spectrum of from recruitment to the efficient hiring process, the timeliness of it, which is a key first impression, and where there's always space to improve, as well as that value proposition that we demonstrate through the employee experience and the commitment and investment to supporting the workforce.
Just wrapping up, just want to ask you one more kind of fun question. I know Best Places to Work just came out, and HHS is number two again. So I just wanted to see, what do those results tell you about your workforce, and what are you hoping for in those rankings moving forward?
Overall, we're extraordinarily proud across the department that the department is consistently, that Department of Health and Human Services is consistently rated as one of the best places to work in the federal government. That really helps make the point that we are mission focused. We have an extraordinary mission. And at the same time, we're also people focused. We really seek to help support the workforce so they can deliver extraordinary accomplishments on behalf of all Americans with regards to health and well-being. So it's that combination of being result having an extraordinary mission, results-driven mission, and being people-focused really helps sets the environment for us to do well in the employee viewpoint survey. At the same time, it takes work. It takes work to make sure that we are all supporting an environment in which organizational health and organizational performance is really key, that we're always cultivating a strong culture, a strong culture centered on mission, results, trust, interpersonal connections, belonging, irrespective of where one works, but ensuring that we're always supporting that broader work environment. And when it comes to survey results, it's ensuring that we're just not encouraging participation, but we're actually all using the results that come from those surveys. All of us, meaning the entire workforce. It's not just the responsibility of a supervisor or manager or organizational leader. It's really a shared responsibility to see what our shared collective voice is and what we can do to really help strengthen areas that we need to strengthen and how we can recognize and appreciate areas where we do well. So it's in part a shared responsibility for us to act on what we see and what we hear from that collective voice that we see from the FEVS participation.
I would just say that it's reaffirming for us to hear that employees across the department at all levels feel like the culture of HHS is one where they feel valued and heard, and that they enjoy. And lastly, that there is a good mission match between what employees thought they were coming here to do, the mission of the agency, and what they actually do. And so I think all of those things together say a lot about the department.